This is Ozarks at Large. Earlier this year, the Arkansas legislature passed a law that will require public schools to screen children in kindergarten through second grade for signs of dyslexia. According to Act 1294, by the 2014-2015 school year, the Department of Education must ensure each teacher receives professional awareness on the indicators of dyslexia, as well as the science behind teaching a student who's dyslexic. Susan Barton, the founder of Bright Solutions for Dyslexia and a member of the International Dyslexia Association's Hall of Honor, will give a free seminar on dyslexia tomorrow night in Rogers. Barton's organization is a free information and resource center based out of San Jose, California. Barton became involved with dyslexia after her nephew was diagnosed with the disorder. She says it is her nephew that keeps her traveling across the country to educate parents and teachers about early warning signs of dyslexia. After working in this field for a time, Barton began to realize dyslexia wasn't the problem.
The problem was the adults who were making the decision didn't understand it very well. And because they didn't understand it, they were often making the wrong decisions. So I decided that somebody had to be out there trying to educate the parents and the teachers and other administrators and professionals on dyslexia itself. And I couldn't find anyone doing that. So in 1997, I stopped working providing services to people with dyslexia and founded Bright Solutions.
According to the International Dyslexia Association, 15 to 20% of the population has a language-based learning disability. Of those students with specific learning disabilities who receive special education services, 70 to 80% have deficits in reading. Dyslexia is the most common cause of reading, writing, and spelling difficulties. Susan Barton explains dyslexia is an inherited condition. It runs in families, even though many people who have it probably have not been officially diagnosed with it. She says dyslexia causes all kinds of problems in a child who is bright and capable in so many other areas. Because it's something a child is born with, warning signs start showing up early.
It truly is a language processing problem. So it affects oral language. Oftentimes they're late to speak. They frequently will say the sounds in the wrong sequence when they're talking and saying the longer words like aminal, Bischetti, Hangeberg, Calipiter, Monlow, or Flutterby. They will be confused about left versus right their whole life and late to establish a dominant hand. They'll have trouble memorizing arbitrary sequences like their address, their phone number, the sequence of the alphabet, the days of the week, the months of the year, their math facts. They'll have trouble creating words that rhyme and understand what rhyming's about. They may have pretty bad penmanship because it will impact penmanship. And although they can all read for a while, parents will know and teachers will know that when they come to a word they don't recognize when they're reading, they won't even try to sound it out, even though they've had years and years of phonics instruction. It impacts spelling. It impacts their ability to tell time on a circular clock with hands. And on and on and on it goes.
Barton says these challenges can be caused by differences in the structure of a person's brain.
We now have over 35 years of independent scientific replicated research on the brains of people with dyslexia and people without. And we now know that people with dyslexia not only have a different brain structure, but the nerve pathways that go through the language processing part of their brain are structured one way if they have dyslexia and a different way if they don't. So yes, their brain structure is different, the nerve pathways in parts of their brain are different, and that accounts for their trouble with language processing issues, but also all their giftedness and things controlled by the right side of the brain.
Barton says people with dyslexia are just as unusual and predictable in their gifted areas as they are in their weak areas. Because of their unusual brain structure, they tend to excel in one or more of the following areas.
It could be some form of art. But it won't necessarily be painting or sketching. It might be architecture, landscape design, fashion design, graphic design, web design, photography, sculpture. Or it might be their athletic ability. Many of our highest paid athletes in this country don't read, write, and spell very well. They're often incredibly gifted in music, whether it's vocal or instrumental, as long as parents don't try to force them to read printed music. Just hire music teachers will teach by ear. Their people skills are outstanding. So they become, as adults, superb in sales and marketing, counseling, pastoring, teaching, motivational speakers, project managers, things like that. Their ability to understand anything they can see, touch, manipulate, and their extremely good logic skills make them outstanding in fields like science, medicine, computing, engineering, designing, fixing.
Children can be screened for dyslexia, and if diagnosed, they can overcome the challenges presented by their disorder by being taught in a different manner.
They will always be dyslexic, thank goodness, because they will never ever lose their unusual gifted areas either. So they can overcome the reading, writing, spelling problems, yes, if you work with someone who uses what's called an Orton-Gillingham-based system. And there are many to choose from, and I'll be explaining the different good ones, their names, why it's so different, and so on at my presentation. Will that solve everything that comes along with dyslexia? No. They'll still be left-right confused. They'll still have difficulty memorizing arbitrary sequences. But what normally holds them back from succeeding in school and in life can be overcome, their problem with reading, writing, spelling.
Susan Barton will present a free seminar on dyslexia from 6 to 9 tomorrow night at Calvary in the Ozarks in Rogers. The event is free. The presentation is sponsored by Dyslexia Services Unlimited in Rogers and Gideon Math and Reading in Fayetteville. To register, you can call 659-2742 or visit brightsolutions.us and click on Seminars and Presentations.